This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay. Let us see what's going on here. It's the Monday Good Day program, November 20th. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner. Jennifer always loves it when I remind everybody we are now two-thirds of the way through the month of November on our way to sliding into home plate in December.
Well, yeah, the snowy hills.
Yeah, let's go. Move it or lose it. So I have in my mind some, I don't know why, I woke up this morning thinking of forks in the road and that famous expression from the baseball player, and now why did his name just drop out of my memory? When you get to a fork in the road, take it. Come on, who is that? What? Why do I? I remember what he said.
I don't know, anyway, but I'm going to just say Mickey Mantle is a baseball player.
Yes.
Who else?
Said we knew
somebody. Anybody else? And about your generation.
Yeah. Thank you. Anyway, what is going to happen today for you?
Yogi.
Are
Bear.
You going to Yogi Berra? Thank you very much. That's right. Yep. Thank you. So when you have a fork and you have to decide left, right, what do we do? What's next? How do you decide what you're going to do? Do you trust your gut, your instinct? Do you think, something will happen no matter which way I go, so I guess I'll take the left fork in the road? And then, you know, you come to as a point in that, having made that decision, when you get down to the end of the road, oh, shoot, why didn't I pick the right? We know that. And the reason I bring it up is because I was watching a program on PBS last night, and it was an interview with a group of black people who were, they were relatives of slaves back however many generations ago, what, maybe 10 or so? And they were talking with somebody, a family that owned land in the South that had sharecroppers on it when, you know, as slaves. And then after the war, a certain amount of the land was given to them, but they never got title to it, so they don't really own it. They were given it, they could work it, some of them still have it. So the discussion was about whether this is, I'm trying to remember where it was. It's not Georgia, but not important to the story. There were three people from the black family on one side of the table, and three people from the white family on the other side of the table, and then a moderator. The moderator was decidedly on the side of the black family, but the white people were kind of understanding the points that were being made. And so I went back in my mind to Jennifer's father had his birthday party over the weekend, and among all of our friends is Larry Elder, and he showed up at the party. And I was, as you said that, in my mind, I went to, because he and I wish I had been there, frankly, because of Fred Dreyer, who's always at those parties, and I struck up a good friendship, mostly based on going to your house for parties. And we always have good conversations because we agree on a lot of stuff. Not that you can't have a good conversation with somebody you don't agree with, but I'd like to have been a fly on the wall when Fred and Larry were talking about realities, because part of what Larry has said that came into my mind when I'm going through this one-hour experience, it was very, very stimulating, actually, because there's good points on both sides. But Larry said once on the air, and I'm sure he probably said it more than once, why should I, as a person who never owned slaves, pay money to people who never were slaves? And so then there was a definition period during this interview on PBS about reform and reparation and what the words mean, the difference in reforming the way that we think, and the, you know, do we have reparation? Do we pay these people for? And the black family was making the argument that they didn't, they've lost a lot over the centuries in their family, and that they don't have even today the opportunities that they might have had had they been white. And so, you know, you got the people in California who are paying off relatives of slaves, and you got the Biden administration lending credence to the reparation movement. And I don't know that I think that it's a political question, although it becomes like everything else becomes political. But is it fair? Where do we direct our energy here? We've removed a lot of obstacles from folks who have experienced economic problems. The government was as much at fault as were individuals because they wouldn't loan money to farmers who were black. And that's just been fixed in the last few years, frankly. It was a huge problem, if that's the right word. It was a scandal, actually. So, anyway. But then you look at I don't know whether I should use this as an example, but why not? Family Feud is a very entertaining program hosted by Steve Harvey, who's a well-known black entertainer, comedian, host, very popular. And the story that he lived in his car for months because he didn't have any money. And that story is a great motivating story.
And then when he did have money, he didn't know that he was supposed to pay taxes. And that's no joke.
Yeah. Right.
Remember, he talked about that on this program when we interviewed him.
He's not a well educated man, but he has made good with his own energy and drive. And this is how you become. Not everybody has the capacity to do it. Not everybody is willed to do it. But he's somebody also that strongly looks at the problems that we've had in the country, not really outspoken about it, at least publicly, but I know I've seen a few things that have been, led me to believe that he's trying as he can. For example, Family Feud. Whether you know it or you don't know it, he has requested, I don't think he's required it, but he's requested that each time there are two families on the air, one of them be black. So if you watch Family Feud, pay attention to that, because on every show, there are two families. One of them is almost always black, which flies in the face of the population of the country because about 13% are black. But that's something that he wants to do because he thinks it helps. And it does to a point, except, and this is a very controversial statement, but I'm going to make it anyway because I watch the show a lot. It's one of those things at the end of the day, I don't want to watch the news. I just want to, as I eat my dinner, watch something that's fun. And I find myself laughing out loud at a lot of the comments that come from the people who are show as contestants. But one of the things that I've noticed, and it isn't just recently, most of the black guests, just take it for what it's worth. I'm saying this is just you take it. I know the girls are saying, oh, my God, what's he going to say now? Most of the black, not all of them, many, I'll say many, not most, show the lack of educational opportunity that happens in the black community because many of them cannot answer fairly simple questions. And I feel embarrassed sometimes when I know what Steve's trying to do is give people a chance, but it also really belies how different the educational system is in our country. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm not a wild-eyed liberal, and I certainly am not for reparations. But you can see clearly in circumstances like that the difference in educational opportunities for people of color versus the people who are white. Now, you can do what you want with that statement. You can boo, you can yell, you can hiss, you can say, I agree with you. I'm just making an observation. And it's sort of then goes back around to thinking, well, what do we do to even the playing field? To level the playing field, because why shouldn't people of color, no matter what their color, white is what? White's the absence of all color and black is the presence of all color? Or is it the other way around? I've forgotten. Anyway, I just think that, there's some states that have gone overboard, like California, where Jennifer is, and there are some states in the South that haven't done anything. And I don't know what to do, but I just know that I feel strongly about doing something to make it not seem like we are a country that discriminates. Maybe that's the human condition. All right, ladies, your turn. Go ahead. I've yakked enough on this. It's just very... No, seriously.
You first, Jay.
Well, I was going to say, how much time do we have? Because it is proven that there is an impact on poverty in the educational system. There are unequal opportunities. And not all impoverished areas are 100% black. Not all wealthy are 100% white. I think that it's just one of those things that it's based on geographic in a sense. But at the same time, a lot of that is history related. It is cyclical. It is... there are still kind of like, there are things happening that are racist that a lot of people who are white don't identify. Like, if I get pulled over, I'm not scared for my life. My friend is. And my friend who is teaching his daughter how to drive also has to tell his daughter, teach his daughter about, well, when you get pulled over, you need to do this, this, and this, and this. All of these extra steps that I myself as a white woman was not taught.
All right, Jennifer.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I mean, I think that there's...
You got 60 seconds.
of systemic racism, of course. But I also think that dwelling on the past doesn't help anybody lift themselves out. And so I think we have to start in the moment. I think that we always have to do better as a society, but I think that we have to move forward and still realize that we live in the greatest country on earth when it comes to equal rights for people, whether it's a woman or a person of color or different religious backgrounds. And I think we need to move forward with more of what America stands for, and that's how we all flourish.
Yeah. Oh, that's succinct, well said, and certainly food for thought. I'm not going to solve it in the next 10 seconds, but I like to have people think about stuff. And that's something to think about as we give thanks for all that we have. 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day Monday program. And we have in the celebrity news department, social media trending focus on the Billboard Music Awards that were held last night. And also, there's a story about Leanne Rimes and her thinking about Britney Spears. That probably is worth some of our time. So let's start with that, and then we'll go through some of the winners in the Billboard Music Awards right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A great song. Anyway, the story here that's trending is the focus. Sorry, give me crank the music up. I'll get rid of my frog here. Ribbit. Okay, so Leanne Rimes is angry about people who make money off of the story of Britney Spears. So are they friends? I don't know that much about their relationship.
I don't know if they are. I don't know how many times their paths have crossed, but I think that I don't recall hearing any animosity between the two of them.
No. Well, she was talking about seeing a documentary and was thinking how these people made money out of her has nothing, you know, she just thinks that it's the, she said, quote, that poor girl, that poor woman, really.
All of these people, like, making money off of her. Well, Leanne Rimes dealt with that, too, and one of the things she even said was, no parent should be the manager of a celebrity child. It's just one of those things that it can get too dirty too quickly, and I think we've seen that with a lot of other child celebrities.
So let's talk about Taylor Swift with regard to that, because she's the most famous of all. Now she's in her 30s, but she got started when she was a teenager, right? And so the whole business about her and where she is, she did well at the Billboard Music Awards. But was there any hint of scandal with her? More with boyfriends, but not with family, right? I
don't think not with family. She employs her parents, actually. They help out with different things, but I don't believe they were really ever her managers. I could be wrong about that, but I don't believe so. And I think maybe the biggest scandal, which the truth came to light eventually, was the Kanye West Kim Kardashian conversation. Kanye mentioned her, name dropped her in one of his songs, and got her permission, allegedly, and Kim Kardashian was recording the whole thing, but there was part of the conversation that was left out, and that Taylor Swift was upset about that, and then this conversation leaks and all of this, and that's when the whole, like, Taylor's reputation is over and she's a snake, and then she created her album Reputation. Ooh. But then the full entirety of the audio came out revealing that there were edited pieces and that Taylor wasn't lying all this time and all of that fun stuff.
Right, lovely.
Kanye West won an album for, I think it was it not gospel album? He won an award at the Billboard Awards last night for Christian or gospel or something. I had no idea he even put out an album like that.
All right, well, let's go through some of that in a few moments here, because I think it's worth spending some time on here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have 28 past the hour now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitran headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitran, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now, so when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The people of Argentina have said no to socialism. The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday. Faced with an economy nearly destroyed by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and growing poverty, he won 56% of the vote versus 44% for his rival. Milei promised swift measures to pull the economy out of its deep crisis, saying he's ready to welcome all those willing to join his efforts to restore the country's prosperity. Milei will be president of Argentina December 10th. The Thanksgiving travel rush is officially underway. AAA guesstimates about 55.5 million people will hit the road and travel at least 50 miles for the holiday. In the Sunday Night Football late game last night, the Denver Broncos came back to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Final score was 21-20. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fitzgerald. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
But anyway, okay. Anything with a turkey in it, we can we'll take
roll with it.
Some license this weekend.
Cold turkey is when you leave it out on the plate too long, and then you circle back around to it. Which, by the way, is a good time to say. Food should not be left out for more than 2 hours. There's nothing wrong with wrapping it up, storing out, and then coming back for more later.
That is correct, Amundo. All right, we're trying to give you emotional support for this week. And I guess, well, can we give you physical support? That to an extent, I suppose. Anyway, building you up, let's stabilize things, draft plans based on your vision for the day after, not necessarily the day of. And speaking of that, traveling the day before and the day after may be a little sketchy because there's a lot of inclement weather that's brewing, moving across the country. And because this is probably the busiest holiday travel week of the year, 4th of July is too, but the weather's better then, so it doesn't always get everybody stuck. But if you're traveling across the country like I am, we'll go over it, so it won't be a big deal. But it's supposed to be a lot of snow, actually, in the Rocky Mountains. Some of it's going to start late today and into tomorrow in the higher elevations, a foot or more. There are winter storm alerts in Colorado, actually down to Arizona, as a matter of fact. There's a lot of wind from this storm that will more affect the west from the Rocky Mountain area down into Texas. Looks like gusty winds, wind alerts that will affect millions of Americans. 50-mile-an-hour winds this afternoon in some of these places, Oklahoma, for example. So, James, where you are in Dallas at our main studio, is it windy there? It didn't look like there could be a lot of thunderstorms. I'm looking at the map here now.
We've gotten a bit of rain. It was actually raining pretty heavy yesterday, but I tell you, it's been a nice, like, 60, 50, feeling a little bit more colder than it normally is. I'm not ready for this cold, Doug.
But it's nice. We're on the farm this weekend, it was pretty nice, actually. But Thanksgiving morning, looking at some of the wind chill numbers, looks like Bismarck will be about 14 degrees, the wind chill factor in Minneapolis, 19 degrees, Chicago 31, Columbus 32, Roanoke, Virginia, wind chill factor 27, Charlotte 41, Atlanta 42, good God, that isn't going to be very pleasant down there. In Boston, let's see, 33 degrees, that's about the wind chill factors. It won't last, but because we're all such wimps and we don't like, I've never liked the cold weather. I've spent 30 years escaping cold weather in the wintertime. I just don't like it. Some people, you know, you have a chance or a choice, go ahead and go where it's warm. Looks like gusty breezes, wind chills and stuff will probably only last on Thanksgiving Day. But does it affect what you're doing? If you want to play a little touch football with your family? Yeah, it might get in the way of that, depending on where you are. Taylor Swift did extraordinarily well at the Billboard Music Awards. Look at this. Top Artist of the Year.
Was nominated for so many, but she ended up only taking home about 3 awards. Or no, I'm top sorry, 10 awards. 10 awards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she took home 10 awards. And she was nominated for 20, I believe.
Top songwriter, top radio song artist. I'm looking at some of the others. Let's see here. Global Artist of the Year. I don't know even some of these people are. Top R&B female artist, SZA. Is that ZA?
SZA. Yeah, SZA took home 4 awards. Morgan Wallen actually led the winner's list with 11 awards of the night.
Yeah, and he was disgraced, right, a year or so ago, and now he's come back around.
He was essentially put in a timeout by, like, radio and his label and everything, but his fans really never wavered from him.
No, this is the woke mentality, right? In a sense, I don't know anything about the guy, other than I remember we talked about it in the headlines, and, you know, he did this, that, or the other thing. Okay. Look at some of these names. They are so strange to me as a disc jockey. I'm thinking about when I was in my earlier career, was spent as a disc jockey on the radio for about 10 years before I started doing talk in the '70s. And I can go back through the history of the names of the artists and then look at some of this stuff. Well, of course, music has changed a lot, as we have changed. And so there are a lot of names, although Snoop Dogg has been around for quite a while. Who's Wiz Khalifa? Who is that?
Wiz Khalifa.
Khalifa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you suppose are real? What do you think, when you look at these names, this sounds very white of me, I'm sure, but the names here, like, well, I know LL Cool J, his ladies love Cool James. His name is James Smith, I think, if not mistaken, James something or other. But nobody knows that. And I'm wondering as I'm looking at some of these names, it's part of the culture, like we were just talking about SZA, S-Z-A. Now, what's her real name? You wonder, like...
well, I think a lot of people, too, they have their stage names. And it's not just an artist. There's a lot of... I mean, how many well-known actors, A-list actors, that don't use their real names?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
It's almost like having an alter ego and protecting your
sense of privacy. So this is a cultural thing. And some old white guy thinking, this is kind of weird. But it isn't weird for the people who've grown up on it. It's just it's one of those things. So I probably sound like a dummy when I look at that. And that's the most... that's the one that stands out the most of all the people who nominated. She got nominated for a lot of stuff.
Wiz Khalifa? His real name is Cameron Thomas. But what actually stood out to me of the winners list was that Kanye West took home the award for Gospel Artist of the Year.
Really? Okay. What do you have to I guess, yeah. I don't have anything to say about that because when I say what I'm thinking,
that's just not one. Yeah, that's just not one I saw coming. I mean, CeCe Winans totally makes sense, but yeah, Kanye.
Barbie the album won top soundtrack in the opposition. Well, the other nominations: Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Let's see here: Spider-Man, Top Gun Maverick, so Barbie. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I guess, who buys albums that are soundtracks anymore? Is that a big thing? It used to be, but I didn't think it was anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure a lot of people buy full albums in general anymore because you have access to buy the single songs. But with Top Gun Maverick, you had the one Lady Gaga song that made radio airplay, and it did pretty well, but that was really the only song from that soundtrack, where Barbie, the album, I think there's like three or four that are currently on radio right now.
Coldplay got top rock touring artist. I'm a fan. I like them. The other nominees were Elton John and Depeche Mode. Let's see here. The top Latin artist was Bad Bunny. The only thing about Bad Bunny. What do you know about Bad Bunny?
Isn't that who's dating Kendall Jenner?
You can prove it by me. You're asking me? Okay. That's something I don't pay. I pay attention to a lot of stuff, but I don't pay much attention to that. Speaking of the Swifties and what happened, there was a fan who died at the Brazilian, the Rio de Janeiro concert. I think she stopped, didn't she? Didn't she not have the... did she shut the rest of it down? Or they kept going?
I don't believe that she knew about it ahead of time. I think that there was a situation, and then it definitely she took to social media to discuss and said that she wouldn't be able to say anything on stage because it's too heartbreaking. It was heat exhaustion and cardiac arrest, and this woman, I believe, was 22 or 23, very young, and the arena where her performances, where the Eras Tour is, was saying that, hey, we are going to set up more water stations. We need to have protocol for this. This cannot happen again, not just because it's one of Taylor Swift's fans, but no fan in our home can have this. And they actually ended up canceling, or I should say postponing, the Sunday show because it was just so hot. And then she performed Monday, Rio time.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's video footage today of the Hamas tunnel at the Gaza hospital. That should... sort of, well, but of course, the Hamas says it's edited and it's been doctored, and that's not really. Come on. Well, there'll be people that will believe that, frankly. But some of the news organizations have verified that both of these videos that have surfaced were recorded at the hospital. And so in this circumstance, where there are a lot of people who are saying, see, the Israelis are bloodthirsty curs, I think this shows that there needed to be some attention paid to this situation at the hospital, frankly. And they weren't going around indiscriminately killing people the way the Hamas guys when they did the invasion. So anyway, two wrongs don't make a right. What would Mrs. Carter say? You know how people say, what would Jesus say? Rosalynn Carter passed away yesterday, and so a lot of attention has been given to her and her life, the positive impact that she had on most everybody in her family, people that were her friends, people that came in contact with her, what she did as she became well-known. Here's a woman that came from very simple, humble beginnings, married a guy who was pretty simple and humble, both grew up in the same town, and look at what they accomplished. The two of them together, and they would both give each other credit for all the things they accomplished, and both would say that they wouldn't have been able to do it if it weren't for the other person. And so Jimmy Carter is still alive, but I'm going to suggest that probably is what happens in situations like this. The other member of the family, when they're this close, doesn't hang around long.
They were truly two peas in a pod. They were united souls. And he had been in hospice care since, he's been in hospice care since February. She only just went in on Friday, and she received her dementia diagnosis in May, I believe. But the things that Jimmy Carter has said about Rosalynn, about how she was the number one advisor to him, everything he did was because of how she helped him, that she was his equal part in absolutely everything. And I think that you actually got to see that when you saw any video or photos of them together. You could see the look of love, and that was not anything that could have been staged.
Yep, the look of love. Marvelous thought and marvelous reality. Here's another reality, just to bring us around to focusing on how to have a good time this week or sometime later this year, sometime next year. Call 800-419-3684 for 3 days and two nights free in Las Vegas. That's what I said, free. Get them now, 800-419-DOUG-DUG.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility in terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I really don't think either side wants to be the first to use a nuclear device.
It's not a question of who, but where.
East Germany sealed off the borders to West Berlin, closing four principal West German access points.
We're crazy, we're not that crazy.
All right, so we have a conglomeration of sounds and excerpts here from just one movie, interestingly enough. So Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to discuss the over the weekend happenings, box office totals, and things like this. All right, Chucker, so what's on your mind?
That's a trailer to a TV movie called The Day After, which premiered this day in TV history, November 20th, 1983. Basically, it was a film, very well done TV movie, explaining the fear and the what ultimately was the annihilation in that film of Lawrence, Kansas, of a nuclear weapon launched by Russia to the United States and the aftermath. Very realistic, gritty. Recently played that because I remember that movie vividly. It was a cultural event. 100 million people, Doug, on ABC watched that movie on a Sunday night, which was an incredible experience. And it was a big water cooler issue the day after. People who went to school and work talked about that extensively. Very scary movie. Jason Robards was the lead, one of the greatest actors, I think, of all time.
Yeah, he was great. He's great. Yeah. All right, and a couple of things from The Sopranos worth note. Suzanne Shepherd, who is an actress in The Sopranos, also in Goodfellas, has passed away. she would, if you saw her, you'd recognize. You may not remember her name.
Okay.
But, you would see her.
I love
then,
that show. Yep.
There was an interview last night. I know you did. That's why I was thinking about this. Thought about you last night. The 60-minute interview with Stevie Van Zandt, little Stevie,
right?
Who I had forgotten had a right. I had forgotten about that. The makeup that they put on him and the way he didn't look. He doesn't look at all in real life like he looked in that series. He was actually up for the part that Gandolfini got. And so they put right. Stevie Van Zandt in that second position.
He's one of the crime bosses under Tony Soprano on
right.
the show. But he's really yeah. good. I mean, listen, that show was my first forte into watching serious drama on yeah. television. It had on HBO back in the day.
Yeah, great. Well, you should. This is, if you get a chance to watch this interview with him on 60 Minutes, it really was quite interesting as to how to put together he and Bruce have been together. He never wanted to be the lead, but he's done very well being the second banana.
I got a question for you. Bruce
yes.
Springsteen. He looks
yes.
pretty good. Why do you think he tours? He constantly tours and performs. Why do you think do you think he just loves the music? He likes the money. Like what? It's amazing how
it's
many shows
combination
does.
Of things. Well, he's. I think it's part of his DNA. He needs to keep going. I've seen a number of interviews with him, and he needs to just. He doesn't need the money as you suggested. He needs that connection with people. Mm-hmm. He needs to know that he's still appreciated. He needs to know that it still works because we all want to be validated. And so actually this interview with Stevie Van Zandt, little Stevie, was very validating for their relationship, for the two of them and what they do. And I think it's, you know, they give a lot of people a lot of pleasure, frankly. A lot of people love
That's good.
Their music.
I
yeah.
know they do. I know they do.
Yeah. How'd the box office total thing look for this weekend?
The Hunger Games, The Ballads of Songbirds and Snakes opened to $44 million. It's a prequel to the
what's
original.
What's that about? Yeah, but what's it about?
It's a dystopian, society movie. It's basically a prequel to the Jennifer Lawrence Hunger Game movie.
Kind of disturbing. It would be disturbing.
Yeah, a little bit. But anyway, $44 million opening, $99 million worldwide. That's actually, I would say, a fairly solid opening weekend. So I think they have to be happy with that number. Trolls, animated movie. I think it's the third installment in that franchise. $30 million. The Marvels took a massive hit week to week, like an 80% drop.
Well, you knew it was going to.
Yeah.
You knew it was going to. Yeah.
And the horror movie, Thanksgiving, $10.2 million on a $50 million budget. I thought it would do better, but, I mean, it's still solid.
Okay, is there anything that's sacred? You know, there's a Santa Claus movie where he's a slacker and a slasher and a hacker and the horror stuff.
Oh, I know you don't watch this stuff, but there was a trailer that hit the internet last week, Terrifier 3, which is a really
Jay will be in first. You and Jay will be first in line to buy tickets.
But I got
to
tell you, there's a 2.5-minute trailer that crossed the boundary that would never fly 20, 30 years. They pull that trailer off the internet. That's how demented it was. Yeah. Off the clown.
It's bad for your mental health, any of that crap. Yes. All right, Chucker. Good man. Chucker's going to be around on Thanksgiving Day. A lot of things for him to be discussing. Great interview with Noah Wiley. That's coming up Thanksgiving here on Good Day. 59 past the hour with Jay and Doug on Good Day.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.